Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hear my cry.
Other than Master Farad Muhammad, we thank that great God for coming in our midst. We love him. We appreciate him. And we thank him for leaving and raising up in our midst a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide in these final days, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank those of you who join us live and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved, assalamu alaikum. This is Coffee and Conversations. Now, we almost did not have this show this morning. I want to bring that forward to you, brothers and sisters. Not because of something about me and Brother Minister John, which I am glad to say that the brother is right back on the show today. I have to say that. But it was because, and I have never heard of this, Blog Talk Radio, out of all of the years that I've been on Blog Talk Radio, they changed the host call-in number. So I had to make sure, was I still a premium member? And I'm still a premium member. They didn't email me, they didn't call me, they didn't do anything. They changed my call-in number. And I was only able to get online, I mean, get in about three or four minutes before the show was supposed to start. I had no idea that my number was changed. So they would do some things like this. The devil would use all kind of tactics to keep the truth from getting out. But we're going to still ride with the truth, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do and what's incumbent upon us as believers, as followers, and as civilized men. A duty of a civilized man is to teach civilization to the uncivilized. And what Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad has brought to us and delivered to us through his last messenger is the proper civilization, the proper way of civilizing, the proper way of raising the dead to life. Brothers and sisters, we have come to a point where we know that America is in trouble, and she's mad and she's lashing out at those of us who would teach the truth. She's doing everything she can to stop the truth. But you can't stop the truth, as I said on the last show. Islam don't need you and I. We need Islam. Islam will prevail at all costs. So if Islam doesn't need us and we need Islam, don't you think it's incumbent upon us to do everything that we can to promote, propagate, and uplift the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Some of us sit on our hands, fiddling our fingers and twinkling our hands and all of that stuff like that. But that's no good for the 40 to 65 million people that God came to redeem. You know, I was talking to a sister last night, and I kind of got a little emotional when the sister, she brought up the part of our Savior has arrived, talking about the Savior's, why the Savior came and his purpose and stuff. Brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. God loved us so much that think about this. It's 8 billion people on the face of the planet. Out of 8 billion people, God chose you and I to be his elect. God chose you and I to be his people. Remember what the Bible said? And I will be to them a God, and they shall be my people. And I shall never let another one have them, right? I shall be a jealous God, right? That's in the Bible. That's God talking about how he felt about you and I, and how he would make us a people that no people would be able to spoil in the future. And how he had loved us so much that he is determined to give us a place on this earth. As a matter of fact, he loved us so much, he's killing off nations to provide for us a nation of our own, a land of our own. That's a loving God. He came in the heart of the world's only so-called superpower, and he's reducing her wealth to nothing. He's destroying her friendships around the world. He's decimating her economy and getting rid of her currency. He's putting untold plagues of misery and storms, lack of water, droughts, tornadoes, hurricanes, snowstorm, rainstorm, hailstorm, lightning storm, earthquakes, meteor showers, sunstorms. That's destroying their communications. He's enacting all of these forces of nature to bear witness to his presence for you and I. The whole world is angry at you and I because God came after us. He chose us. He came after us to make us his people and for him to be our God. And that's the whole gist of it, brothers and sisters. We could talk, but to roll it all up, the reason you see what's going on in Mali, in Nigeria, Syria, Libya, Egypt, Pakistan, India, China, Taiwan, South and North Korea, Japan, and all of these other nations and states, The reason you are seeing the upheaval, the confusion, the decline, the rebellion, the threat of war from Europe to America is because God has come in person, and he is turning the world upside down because they turned our thinking, our way of life, and our acting upside down. So now God turns it, we should say, right side up, because upside down is how they really did it. He's turning it right side up to redeem you and I, and to remove all of those people who have a hand in our destruction. He's going to remove all of those people who exploited the so-called Negro. He's going to remove all of those people who continue to stand in the way of the redemption and the salvation of his nation, his lost and now found nation of Islam, here in the wilderness or the hells of North America, as it was predicted. God is in person. God is in person. And soon we will be celebrating a Save Yours Day. Beautiful brother, beautiful sister, a Savior's Day for you and I. You got to think over how special you are to celebrate a day called Save Yours Day. We have a Savior. No one has proven themselves powerful enough to save us from the grips of this beast, especially this white man in North America. The other white people, that's something else. But this white man in North America is something else. And God himself has come in our midst. And we're celebrating the day. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here about our Savior. He says, the Christians call it Christmas or Christmas on 25th of December. And we know that Jesus was not born. Even the Pope of Rome has admitted that Jesus was born other than in the month of December. Even the bishops and the cardinals of Rome have admitted that Jesus was not born in the month of December. And we have it by record, and we have it by divine proof that Jesus was not born in December. But the true Jesus, the Jesus, the Christ, was born February 26, 1877, in the holy city of Mecca, Arabia. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, to call it Christmas, a mass of people meeting to worship one of Allah's divine messengers and the last one to the Jews, is wrong. We asked Muhammad, why? Why is that wrong, Elijah Muhammad? Talk to us. If we can't worship one of Allah's divine messengers, including you, because you are the last, you are the greatest, and you are the fulfillment of all of the prophets, apostles, and messengers before you. If it is wrong for us to worship a day called Christmas in their honor and in your honor, please tell us, why is it wrong to worship in that time? He says, it is wrong because Christ was not born on that day 2,000 years ago. Christ was born in 1877, right? Brothers and sisters, listen to what he goes on and says further. And we're going to play some economic clips. We're going to tie all this in. You know how we do it. We tie everything in. Listen, he says, Christ was born in 1877. Christ, according to the definition of its name and the teachings I have been taught by God, that I defy any theologian to dispute. That's why you hear Rashid Muhammad on the air saying, I defy anyone of the scientific or religious world to dispute me on any aspect of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I walk in his spirit and in his name. I serve his God. and love his nation and love his teachings. But he says this, according to the definition of his name, talking of Christ, this devil is something else. This devil is something else, brothers and sisters. Not only did it knock off a majority of our listeners through the phone, I'm not talking about the URLs, but it also knocked the host off and tried to prevent me from calling back in, hooking up. So if you get disconnected, call back in. But this is what we have to go through on a show-by-show basis with Blog Talk Radio. Now you see what we're talking about. They don't bother any other show like they bother this show. That in itself should tell you and show you the ways and actions of the devil. So since they did that, I want to warn those who are new listeners to the show that if you ever come to the show, it is supposed to be on at a certain time at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, 11 Eastern. And you're there and the show does not come on, you stay put for about 5 minutes because they do to me what they do to you too. They block me from calling in. And sometimes it takes me up to 5 minutes to log in. So you see the actions of the devil trying to get us off of this because we're exposing something. But it's not going to stop us because we're going right back to this. Listen to what it says. To call it Christ Mass, a mass of people meeting to worship one of Allah's divine messengers and the last one to the Jews, is wrong. And we ask Muhammad why. He says, because Christ was not born on that day 2,000 years ago. Christ was born in 1877. We know that Elijah Muhammad was born in 1897. Right? Are y'all listening? To call it Christ Mass after some of the divine messengers is wrong because Christ was not born that day. He was born in 1877. So from Elijah Muhammad's own words, this disqualifies him from being the Christ. Right? Right? This stuff is written right here. And then he goes and says, listen to this. This is the heart of what I'm saying when the devil cut me off. Listen to what he says. Christ, according to the definition, that's what I try to tell you, brothers and sisters, the definition. According to the definition of its name and teachings, I have been taught by God. You hear me? So when he gave us that definition of Christ, God had taught it to us. God had gave it to him. So if someone else comes behind God or the Christ, and the Christ has already set up the definition, the Christ has already taught the theology and the science of the definition, and someone to come up behind that Christ's teaching according to the dictionary, something that is opposite or opposed to something is anti or anti, right? So if Christ, the God, taught Elijah that the true meaning of that was the crusher or the God coming in the last days, and this Christ or crusher was born in 1877, and someone else walks behind that and say, no, 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 Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ. They're teaching something diametrically opposed to what the Christ taught, so they are anti what? Huh? Anti or anti-Christ, according to the definition. What? I know some of y'all are getting mad, but truth always does that to people who hold ignorance in light. But you can't tell me I'm wrong, because I'm going by the definitions. I'm reading to you out of the book. I'm reading to you the definition of words. Right? All right. Now, why did I say this? I'm telling you this because Christ is Master Farad Muhammad, Jesus. Yeah, Muhammad is Jesus, but he's not Jesus the Christ. He's Jesus of Nazareth. You got it twisted. And they split hairs on you with this, brothers and sisters, because there was more than one Jesus in the Bible. They know it because they have been taught the science of it. But you don't know it because you're ignorant. And they keep you ignorant to the truth. But according to the Bible, the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi. And isn't it ironic that this book, Malachi, has only four chapters? And in this book, it talks specifically about God's forerunner, Elijah. The four chapters represents the 400 years of slavery that you and I and our forefathers had to endure. And after that 400 years of slavery, behold, I will send you Elijah, and he shall prepare the way before me. Right? So Elijah has not in deeds come to crush the wicked. In words, he does this through the word of the Christ. But Elijah comes more so to blaze the pathway and acquaint you with the Christ and his mission. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, and he shall prepare the way before me. Me who? Me, the God, the Christ, coming in the last days to crush the wicked. I was born not in 1897, not in 1887, but I was born in 1877, February the 26th. Huh? We get some understanding of this. Now, we got clips to play the news, but we got plenty of time. So before I get into the news, I'm going to play a couple of clips because I'm explaining this because some of you don't know. This is serious to you. Some of you don't know. Some of you don't understand. So we're going to make it understandable for you all. Now, on one show, I got an email, a couple emails from one brother. From one camp, and he says he loves the show, but he hates the way I go after Minister Farrakhan. This is what he says. And another brother tells me he hates the way I go out, Silas. But brothers and sisters, listen to what Elijah Muhammad says these 22 seconds when he was asked about, do we attack our brothers or brother organizations like CORE and the NAACP. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here on these 22 seconds, right here.
To fight against people who are against your cause. Does that include
fight
people
against
who are like NAACP?
We fight them with the truth. We never intend to attack our own people unless they attack us.
Now, when your leader teaches other than what our leader says, and your leader claims to represent our leader, we only fight you with truth. We're not advocating someone kill somebody. We don't do that. We are following in the spirit of our dear leader and teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we're going to fight like hell to defend his teachings and preserve his teachings the way he taught them and the way that God gave them to him at all costs. You understand? So, to address emailer number one's question about why would I say what I said about those children not being the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's children. Well, brother, if you would have listened to any of the shows, I raised up some points for you to do research, but a lot of you are lazy and you want Rashid Muhammad and John Muhammad and others to do your research for you. But I'm going to do something that I normally don't do. It's because I know how lazy you are. I'm not doing it for you, but I'm going to do it for other people who may have the same thoughts in their head because of the confusion that has spread across the Nation of Islam. We're going to prove right here from the messenger's mouth, not from Rashid Muhammad's mouth, because what I say is hollow in comparison to what that divine man of God says. I don't teach myself along with Elijah Muhammad because I am not worthy. The scriptures ain't prophesied me, prophesied of Elijah. And if I ever get drunk talking about putting myself along with this man, somebody need to come and slap me. Matter of fact, I might let you slap me twice. Listen, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was specifically asked this question about how many children does he have. Not only does he tell you how many children he has, he names their names. And then he tells you who is the baby of his children. It's a part one and a part two. Now, we're going to see if part one really uploaded real good. I don't think it did because I'm looking at it right now. Or my wife has it backwards or something. But we'll see. 1 second. Let's see. If it's wrong, then we're going to replay it again. But listen.
How many children have you?
Eight. Six boys and two girls.
Did you hear what he said? The Japanese interviewer asked Elijah Muhammad, how many children do you have? Without hesitation, Elijah Muhammad says eight. Six boys, two girls. For you who are hard of hearing, let us listen to this again.
How many children have you?
Eight. Six boys and two girls.
Now, part two is about a minute. Elijah Muhammad is getting ready to tell you who his baby of the eight children are. So if Elijah Muhammad is telling us this, especially after a time of Mr. Malcolm's time with us and these secretaries and these children that are supposedly out there, then who are you going to take, a divine man's word or someone, some pretender to the throne? Now, the people who came after Sister Clara, those were never recognized as Elijah Muhammad's children, only after they had declared Muhammad to be dead. The ink wasn't dry on the paper yet. And some of them said, yes, these are Elijah Muhammad's children. And they split the money up. Brother, this was about a money and a conspiracy against the Allah's divine messenger. And do you know the people had accepted this as truth because no one would stand up and defend this man the way it's supposed to be defended? But you got some brothers today. We don't play the radio. We're some junkyard dogs when it comes to finding the truth, which vindicates and uplifts God, God's messenger, and God's teachings advocated through and by and with his messenger. Right? So we're going to see Muhammad already tells us that he has 8 children. So this disqualifies, what, they say 22? So this disqualifies 14 other people, right? Huh? Well, listen to what he said, because some of you say, well, Minister Ishmael under Farrakhan is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's baby boy. Well, we're going to see what Elijah Muhammad has to say about his children as he names them and tells us who his baby boy is. Listen closely.
All right. Is the son that you mentioned just now who is going to school, the eldest son?
No, he's the youngest son of all. He's the baby of all of my family. His name is Akbak.
Akbak.
Yes, A capital A K B A R. Akbak. Muhammad.
Akbak.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad. Akbak Muhammad. Yes, sir. How about the other sons? The other five sons.
I have other five sons.
Yes, they are in the States.
Yes, sir. They all. Yes, sir. They all is here, all except that one. They live right here in Chicago.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir.
But they are not living with you in
no,
this house.
No, they're all married.
They are married and live in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
They live in Chicago. Then we come in there. Some of the Takemoto.
Brothers and sisters, that's on the Japanese interview with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says his baby boy, his baby of all of his boys, is Akbar. So this disqualifies Rasul, this disqualifies Ishmael, and anyone else who's stepping out there talking about they are the children of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Right? You heard it here on a Star and Crescent report. You heard it not from Rashid Muhammad. Not from Brother Minister John Muhammad. You heard it from Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest messenger of God. And remember what he said. If you find one thing that I am teaching, not the truth, then I am not the messenger of God. Right? That's what Elijah Muhammad says, right? So, if we recognize him to be that man and his prolific work, an example, verifies that. And even the events that are unfolding verifies his mission, his works, his God, and himself. And another brother comes along and says opposite to that. They are lying to you. And they are anti-Elijah, anti-God, or anti-what? Christ. All praise is due to Allah. Now, I'm going to address a few more because it's coffee and conversations. I don't have no coffee in my system. I go get that with my mom after the show while my children are doing their schoolwork here. I have to go get my coffee, talk with my mom. I got the greatest mom in creation. I'm blessed to have her. She's not only a good mother, a great mother, the greatest mother, but she's also her and my wife are my two best friends. And she recognizes Master Farrar Muhammad as God. She recognizes the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as being the messenger of God. And that in itself, to have your mother see God and his messenger in the true light, I prayed for that when I was a teenager. And Allah surely answers prayer. He surely answers and blesses you, brothers and sisters, because I want everyone to see them in their true light. Some people say, well, brother, you teach with passion. That's the only way I know how, brother, because I love this teaching. I love the God of these teachings. I love the messenger of this teaching. And I love the brotherhood and sisterhood who are built and unified through these teachings. It's a wonderful thing. And sometimes you love it and you know it's the truth. You want everybody to take off their glasses and look at this truth without any impediments. Without any obstacles, you want them to see this butt naked, raw truth of God, or the plain truth as Elijah Muhammad lays it out to the world. So that's why you hear me preaching or teaching with such fervent passion. So, this coughing conversation. I'm not having coffee, as I said, but I'm drinking water because of my throat. It's getting stronger and stronger, my voice. But listen, you hear a lot of them say, oh, that was for then. We're going in a new direction. We're doing such and such. We're going into a deeper understanding. And especially when you combat them who are integrating the temples with the devil. Right? I'm saying Elijah Muhammad wanted us to go, eventually go towards Orthodox. That's what Wallace said. That's what O'Lewis said. And I'm addressing this because of the email. Right? Well, they say Elijah Muhammad in his last years were changing. Well, we're going to hear what Elijah has to say about changing and on separation. Okay? Listen to this right here.
Now, many people are engaged in civil rights movements. And if this great problem or movement works out well, your theory or idea will never have changed.
I never will change regardless if the government gives our people civil rights. I still will be fighting for separation.
I apologize. I want to apologize. You see what they're doing to us. Let's try this again.
Now, many people are engaged in civil rights movements. And if this great problem or movement works out well, your theory or idea will never have changed.
I never will change regardless if the government gives our people civil rights. I still will be fighting for separation.
Did y'all hear that? He said he never will change. All right? Even if the government gave us civil rights, he still will be fighting for separation. All right? Now, how can you condemn me for playing what Elijah Muhammad says? You say you follow him by extension. Well, you just heard what he said. You're mad with me now, right? But you can't do nothing about it. Because, brothers, when I say something, don't think when I'm on the air, I'm just saying stuff. I tell the people these things because I can prove it. Some of you just spew out stuff because you feel it or you believe it. Then we teach you that there's a difference of ranks between those who know and those who believe. Our whole job is to defend and uplift the teachings of God as given to us through his last messenger. Now, we're going to transition that to more financial news. And we'll take your calls in just a few minutes. But we are going to look at this. I want you to pay close attention to this. I may save this clip for last because this is a 7-minute clip. I may save this to for last, but I want you to see this 4-minute clip right here and look at the confusion that is going on in the markets, brothers and sisters. And I pay close attention to the confusion more so than what they're saying, okay, and how afraid they are in their voices as what they see coming down on them comes down on them. And you know what? I just thought about something. It's something to this sort right here on page. Let me flip the page real quick. Right here, page 11. Page 11 on the book called The Science of the Time. It just dawned on me. I'm going to read that clip after you listen to the little 4-minute clip of the Dow crashing a little bit. And I want you to pay close attention to this. To the fear that's in the heart of all of those commentators, brothers and sisters. And then at the end, I believe one guy is going to offer his version. America will bounce back. We're too resilient. And once we see what we're facing, we've got to bounce back, something to that sort. I want you to listen to this. then it brought, when I just said it, brought to mind something that the messenger said. So pay close attention to this.
Maybe I believe maybe unprecedented. You're down. Talk about capitulation. Let's take a look at P&G. All right, this is going to say everything. P&G is now down 25%.
Oh, well, if that's true, if that stock is there, you just go and buy it. That, it can't
ago,
be there.
A few
that is not a real
ago,
price.
That stock was down 2%.
Oh, well, just go buy Procter.
All right, this is an unprecedented
thing. Just go buy
thing
Procter
was,
& Gamble. They reported a decent quarter.
Is
just
there
go
a hedge
it
fund that is liquidating? Is there a distress
is there
seller? Anything
care
else that happened?
A 49.25 bid for 50,000 Procter if I were at my hedge fund. I mean that, this is a good opportunity.
They were just taking that point. I mean, that's an incredible. I mean, that name.
When I walked out, it was at
61.
When I walked out, it was at 61. I'm not that interested in it. It's at 47. Well, that's a different security entirely. So what you have to do, though, you have to use limit orders because Procter just jumped 7 points that I said I liked it at 49. So, I mean, you know, you got to be careful. This one, when Rick Santelli was saying, look, you know, this is a dangerous market, what I am saying is you put in a 49 bid for 200 shares of Procter. If you get hit,
right,
fine. This is very much 1987, like a little different from 2007, like. So in 1987, there was a breakdown where Procter goes from, say, 50 to 12,
yep,
all right? And, you know, you want to be there at 13. I mean, you know,
wait, look
okay,
at
now
it,
Procter
look,
just
at it,
it's a fast market.
Yes.
It's a fast
market. The market was
so
down 900 points.
Hey,
we're now down 688.
So remember, I buy 50,000 at 49. I now flip it at 59. I just made 500 G's. I mean, you got to be very careful here.
The
guy watched the show. He did 50.
Holy
he bid for 50. So, again, use limit orders. And, you know, pick among stocks. And we just jumped 300 points, so that kind of golden opportunity left.
Because when we saw the Procter and you said buy it, and somebody did. And by the way, let's find out who that was, because that's going to be
that
one
guy got luck. That guy owes
story
me a lot. I like dinner tonight at Roots.
Scott, what other names, what are they saying at the P&G post?
No, I just grabbed Peter Costa down here because, again, as you're walking around here trying to figure out how the market in such a short period of time took such a big leg down, Peter, that had all the makings of the capitulation that we talk about that we're perhaps looking for in this kind of a downward move.
Well, you know what it is? It's a capitulation with no bid side. I mean, there's nothing, there's, you know, you have a void in stocks points down. So that's why the market traded the way it was. All the buyers that were in the market earlier today, gone. Anybody who had any interest in buying anything, gone. Everybody's now on the sell side, selling it out, no bid side. And the next thing you know, we're down 500. You know, we went down almost 600 points.
No, we were down 900 points,
right,
plus in total. We dipped below 10,000 again,
right.
I should might add. We had a very nice bounce off of the worst levels. Does that tell you anything?
That just tells me that now there's bargain hunters. You know, everyone's still saying, you know what, let's see if we can make some money here. Or there might have been guys shorting it on the way down. It, you know, who knows? The one thing we can say, though, is we have a very large volume, which in any kind of market move is a sign of a major move. We're at 1.6 billion or 1.5 billion here, and it's only only 3 o'clock. I mean, that's
right,
a lot.
Okay.
So we have some serious volume.
You're going to be a busy man at the close. I'll let you go. Guys,
thank
I'll send
you
it back to you. And take a look, by the way, at the total volume and certainly the down volume versus the up volume. It tells quite a story about what's happening down here. Aaron?
Okay, now I got it. Let's pull P&G back up. All right, it was down, 3%? Then 4 minutes later, it was down 24%. Then we made that comment of that is absurd. What is?
Well,
I mean,
the machine's obviously broke. The system broke down. I mean,
but now
we'll have a big
it
investigation.
But now it may possibly go. But there should be an investigation,
of
because
there should
that's
be. That's why I say this is like there was a 1984 episode like this, a 1985 episode where the machines broke. You got your opportunity. That Monday, the machines broke in 87. It's too bad. The system obviously broke down when it went down 400. We're going
to
find out that there was a glitch in the
specialist from P&G to talk about what happened.
The machines failed. We should talk to Duncan Niederauer. Find out what happened.
Let me just say, though, I took P&G as an example.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to say that was the only one that happened with.
Right, but
right?
You know, now we'll have a big investigation, a special system, whatever. I mean, here's what I'm saying, is that you go and you it obviously broke down. The market didn't work. It broke down. The machines broke down. That's what happened.
Maybe
you know, Procter was never at 47.
Maybe the specialist never stepped in as the buyer of last resort
was
like
never
supposed to.
Procter was never at 47. Or if it was at 47, it was for a blink of the eye and one of these fast pool traders got it. I would urge people at home, as we go down again, obviously that down 1,000 level was kind of a moment of great opportunity. But look for stocks that were yielding 2% that are now yielding 5, 6% in an hour's time. That's where the opportunity comes in because we're getting the same kind of bounce off of accidental high yields that we got in 2007,
mm-hmm,
which was indeed the worst case scenario.
All right.
Well, brothers and sisters, first of all, I don't know if you heard me. I was trying to unmute my mic, and also the dashboard just stopped working. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we didn't get a chance to hear the last part of this. But did you hear the confusion? They're talking over each other. Each one is saying different things. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. The heads of the governments of the the gorilla are confused. And they do not know that they are confused. Why? Because their greatest desire was to confuse us. Now Allah has taken the confusion out of us and put it into them. And remember, they're talking about money markets. This is a CNBC show on the financial markets, in the state of the financial markets, right? So we flip over the page. Here it is, page 255. And we're going to go to page 255, then we're going to go back from. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in Fall of America. According to radio and television, and according to individual conversations, and according to conversations heard between government officials concerning their problem of trying to find a way to peace for their people and a way to find stoppage of the fall of their money market and unemployment and a stoppage to the revolutions between the dissatisfied and the dissatisfied and to find a way to be able to eat and to keep hungry, the hungry eating from their own labor. Pacification is offered, but it does not satisfy. See, one guy's trying to pacify people, but the other ones were trying to tell you, oh, Lord, the money markets are falling off a cliff, right? You see it, right? Look, let's go back. Then they said, this is indicative of 1987 when there was a big sell-off and foreign investors ran for the hills, right? And they left America in her trap to have to go through that turmoil, right? This is 1987, they said, all over again. Well, listen what Muhammad says right here about those foreign investors. He says, and this is on page 248, 249, Fall of America. He says, the beautiful and rich country of America, to which many people of Europe and Asia migrated, seeking refuge in this country, as the prophet is now says, coming to fulfillment. In that day and time, everyone will begin to go away from America instead of coming to her. As the revelations teaches us of the prophecy that they will stand afar off and see the fire of her burning, and for fear of what they see, they will lift up their hands and their voices. They will lament for her. America's trade is cut off, and all of her delicious and delicate things that she used to have in trade, it is all gone. In 1 hour or 1 day, it came to pass here in the Western Hemisphere. Didn't you hear that out of the mouth of the investors of CNBC? While one is trying to explain and trying to make you think that, oh, this is just temporary. Speaking of that, let's go to Signs of the Time, the book by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And then one guy, Kudlow, I think, not Kudlow, sorry, the bald head guy that's always on CNBC. He's trying to make everybody believe that something good is happening while all the other investors are telling you that the markets are just rolling off the cliff, right? But he's saying, what? He's trying to make something look good. Well, if you take this while the stock is falling, you can do this and get this amount of yield. Yeah, but you're still losing. Huh? Why would you take 5% yield off 1,000 when you first invested, you got a 3% yield off 20,000? If you take that cut, you still lose. I don't care how much you put sprinkles on poo-poo. It ain't going to make it ice cream. Right? It's not going to make it ice cream. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says about people like that guy. Think his name. Jim Cramer. That's his name. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. This is the day of judgment for America. She will be paid back for all that she has done against you and me. She will be paid back, but she don't believe she is going to be paid back. She wants you to think that this is something, or these calamities are some things that will pass over one day, and that we will be ruling you again, Negroes. But this is the way of God in destroying a people according to the Bible and the Holy Quran's teachings of destruction of people in the past who disobeyed God. Then isn't he trying to make it seem like they're going to rebound? They're going to bounce back? But listen to what Mr. Jim Rogers has to say in this 30-second clip about the government and about what Elijah Muhammad warned us in the decline of the dollar. Listen to what he has to say. 37
You're
seconds,
You're staying
buddy.
With the commodity theme. You're just going to stay there.
Larry, they're printing staggering amounts of money.
I mean, the German, the Europeans are, the Japanese are, the Americans are.
There's no inflation yet. There's really as much deflation as inflation.
You say there's no inflation. That's because you don't shop. You know, go to the store. You'll see that there's inflation.
I shop a little.
Yeah, a little. I know. Your butler says you're shopping.
No, I put my own gas in the car. Gas prices have
Okay, but everything else is going through the roof. Food, education, entertainment, tolls, I mean, taxes. Everything is going up. The government lies about it. You believe the government?
I never believe it.
Did you hear what he said? The government is lying. And we are in an inflationary period, right? I've read it to you constantly out of the message out of the fall of America. Why is inflation is cut? Tell us why are we being hit by inflation? He tells us. He says, right here, America's dollar has lost everything now as a backing for her currency, which was once bagged by gold for every $5 note and up. And all of her currency was bagged by silver from a $1 note and up. But today, the currency of America is not bagged by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they are definitely not backing their currency with silver and gold. Listen to this right here. This is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. What will happen since there is no sound backing for our notes? We do not know. What should we expect even in the next 12 months under the fall of the power of America's dollar? This means that we have 100% inflation. Huh? Mr. Jim Rogers, Mr. Elijah Muhammad. Did Elijah go over to where Jim Rogers talked? Or is Jim Rogers, the billionaire investor, now acknowledging what Elijah Muhammad taught? Huh? See, we've got to put these things in their proper perspective. America is on her way out, and the scientists, the economic prognosticators, investors, pundits, and scholars are telling you through a drip effect that what Elijah Muhammad taught, said, and did is 100% the way God said it, the way God taught it, the way God wanted. But because we are devils by nature, we can't just come straight out and tell the black man that his salvation is not. He might jump up and kill us and take the land before time. Huh? This is the way they're doing. They're scared, brothers and sisters. They're scared. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. This is from Wide Awake News by Mr. Charlie McGrath. Pay close attention to this. I beg you, I want you to also listen to him asking certain questions and answering, and listen to the tone of his voice, and listen to how panicked he is. Also listen to what he's saying, but also listen to how panic and how much fear is in his voice, because he sees America and the white world on their way out, brothers and sisters. Pay close attention to this clip.
Hi, my name is Charlie McGrath. I'm the founder of WideAwakeNews.com and a host on the Rinse Radio Network. Are we days away from a financial apocalypse? Are we days away from this sequester, March for sequester, that is going to unveil the true health of our economy? Our economy is on life support. There is no recovery unless you happen to own one of the too big to fail institutions that have received trillions of dollars in bailout money in order that they may survive while the economy withers and dies. Now, you're not going to hear this news from the mainstream media. Matter of fact, they're going to point to the Dow Jones at 14,000 and say, look, we've turned the corner. All these extraordinary measures have been worth it. But I'm here to tell you, it's a con game. The largest con game that has ever been committed to any nation, any peoples of any nation in the history of this planet. This is what's occurring right now. And when it comes to an end, it's going to be a violent, painful realization that we are not in recovery. And in fact, we've went drastically the other way during these so-called recovery years. In 2008, we were at $9 trillion in debt, a shocking amount. But we've went the wrong direction. We're pushing $17 trillion of debt as I make this video tonight. There is no recovery. You can't get out of debt by spending the nation further and further into debt. They'll point to the Dow Jones, 14,000 points. That isn't the economy that you and I live in. The reality of it is the middle class is shrinking. They're losing money. Their net worth is falling. Their income is falling. And since 2006, the labor force has continued to fall year after year while debt continues to mount on the backs of the people, the backs of the students, the backs of the future. Our sovereign debt is exploding. We are not in recovery because the Dow Jones is at 14,000 points. This is what the power elite want you to believe. They want you to believe that their extraordinary measures that you will not feel the pain from until they are well secure and in most cases relocated out of this country. They don't want you to realize that these measures that they've taken have set us onto a course that is the Titanic hitting the iceberg. Alan Greenspan, in a recent CNBC interview, told Maria Bartiromo, he understands the sequester that is coming. This is his opinion now. It's coming. There's no stopping it. Is going to hurt the economy. But more importantly, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, more importantly, what will it do to the markets? Because that's what these people care about, the illusion of the markets. Now, they played this game out over the last 5 years, and we're being told that we're in recovery. But the truth is there if you're willing to look for it through the mainstream spin. The truth is there. Major retailers are suffering like never before. We're in a recovery, yet Walmart issues a memo that Bloomberg got a hold of. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, Walmart, put out a memo, inner office memo, saying February sales are a total disaster. You don't want to just hang the health of the economy on Walmart. You don't have to. Major retailers are closing up stores. Major retails are shutting down thousands of stores in the year 2013. Best Buy, up to 250 stores are going to be shut down. Kmart, up to 225. Sears, up to 125. Office Depot, 150 stores. Barnes & Noble, up to 240 stores. Office Max, 175 stores. GameStop, 600 stores are closing. Radio Shack, up to 550 stores. Blockbuster is closing down 300 stores. And Hasbro, the toy maker, is reducing its workforce by 10%. This is the reality of our economy. This is in the midst of spending trillions of dollars printing money, the Federal Reserve, $85 million every month, buying U.S. debt in order to feign a recovery. In the midst of this recovery, the height of the recovery, Dow's almost at 14,000 again, kids. Dow's almost back to where it was before the 2008 collapse. In the midst of this recovery, all these companies are shutting down stores because the middle class is dying. It's withering and dying on the vine. And on March 1st, when these do-nothing politicians, when these individuals on the red and blue team look at each other and say, where can we find political cover? They said this a couple years ago, and they've unleashed this plan. They're going to kick the can down the road until one day when automatic triggers kick in, when the pain it's time for the pain to be realized, we can blame it on automatic triggers. We can blame it on a fiscal cliff. We can blame it on anything and everything other than the absolute corruption and collusion between financial special interests and themselves. These do-nothing politicians that do not serve you, they do not serve the constituency that sent them to Washington, D.C., they serve financial special interests. Why aren't you hearing this on the mainstream? Why? It's real simple. In 1983, there was 50 companies that controlled 90% of the news that you got to listen to. In the year 2011, that number has shrank from 53 down to 6 and whittling down even more. In 2011, 2 years ago, 6 corporations controlled 90%. General Electric, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. These 6 institutions control 90% of what you get to hear. Think about this for a minute. News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, CBS. These corporations make billions of dollars receiving advertising revenue from companies that wouldn't be in existence right now if it wasn't for the fact that you were thrown another 8, 10, 20, 30 trillion dollars in debt. The corporations that advertise with them that shouldn't be in existence are in existence because you've given up your financial future. We've given up our own financial destiny in order to save a few corporations from going under that should have went under in 2008 and are still in the game. They're running the game, in fact. The first corporation I mentioned, General Electric, itself alone received over $100 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars shouldn't be in existence now. All these institutions, along with the too big to fails, you could say should be public utilities at this point in time, but they're not. They're controlling the game. And when it comes time to realize the suffering of the failure of these institutions, it will be us, we the people, who suffer the most. We will shoulder this burden. We will shoulder their failure. Is it just a few days away with this March 1st sequester? Some people think so. I don't know. But it very well could be. If it doesn't play out on March 1st with the sequester, it will be some other automatic trigger event that kicks in. And the realization will be unleashed onto the people of this country and the world that we are not in recovery. We are indeed in a global depression. Stories are attached. Please spread this video around. Please try to wake your friends and family up to take up positions, either in physical assets or in a way to defend and protect their family, because times are going to change. Stories are attached. That's all I got.
Remember, in this, where he says they're lying, they're tricking the people. But Muhammad says they are they're teaching a technology that the white man uses to deceive the black man. Muhammad goes on and tells us on page 170, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man, for the world of the black man has yet to come in. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Excuse me. Here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. This refusal to see is foolhardy, for regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. Listen, the destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is from Allah. Ain't from Wall Street. It's from Allah. In the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time. Didn't you hear what Mr. McGrath was saying? Muhammad is, it is useless to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. And then we flip over to 105 of that book, The Fall of America. Something struck me. That's why I flipped over. As we're talking about this world going out and America collapsing and her economic situation is dire and how she's been vexed, right? Muhammad tells us why she's being vexed, why all of these things are going, all these plights are all ravaging America and reducing her to less than what she loves to call third world status. Listen to this. On page 105, for those of you who like to read along. The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. The slaves, or a foolish people, as they are referred by Moses, are vexing the slave master. Stop right there. Aren't they talking about to get food stamps, you have to take drug tests now. To get into housing, you may have to take drug testing now. They're saying they're going to cut Social Security, cut Medicare, Medicaid, housing. All of these things are designed to go after the black man. All of the things they're removing, yes, we know majority of people who live off of it are white people, but they will hurt their own to get you. Right? And they continue all along the presidential campaign trail, even up to today. They made all of these, they call it entitlement programs, their running calls now, entitled. Of course you're entitled to Social Security. Social Security entitled to take your money out your check. So, of course. And then they listen how the devil does it. After stealing your money without asking you, taking it out of your check. And they're supposed to be investing it and putting it into a storage for you for later days. They spend it. And then when it's time for you to get it, they say, well, we can't give it to you because this is an entitlement program. Or we have to cut it because we no longer have the money. Well, if you no longer have the money, but I know by paycheck stubs that you got it out my check, then you're a thief. You stole it. You took it without asking. You spent it without telling. And now that I come looking for it, you say it's not there. Those are the actions of a criminal and a thief, right? So they're being vexed by you and I now.
Right.
Listen, he says, today, as the these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised that the truth of God gave us through the mouth of his prophets come into pass as it was prophesied. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. It is the purpose of God himself to separate the two so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance of survival as the slave master has been exercising power over the slave. America is being torn to pieces politically, as Pharaoh's political party was in the days when Jehovah went after the freedom of Israel. Is Elijah Muhammad telling us the truth? Stop whatever you're thinking right now. Whatever you're thinking. I ask the question. Is what Elijah Muhammad said is the truth? You heard from the white people, from the pundits, from the scholars, scientists, investors. You see the fear and you hear the fear in them, right? And what did Mr. McGrath say about? He was talking about the Republican and Democrat. He said the red and the blue parties, you know, corrupt, right? And they're not going to do nothing. They kind of kick it down the can until they cannot avoid it. What did he say? America is being torn to pieces politically, right? They can't come to an agreement on nothing. Elijah Muhammad stated this. Elijah Muhammad foretold this. Now it's here. And I ask again, for all of you wise people, are the pundits, the prognosticators, the scientists, the scholars, the military officials, the government officials, politicians, state, local, city, council, government, did Elijah Muhammad go over to them? Are their words now bearing witness to what Elijah Muhammad said, and they have switched their viewpoint to what he said? And if Elijah Muhammad has gone over to them, then we need not follow him. But, there's a but. But, if they recognize what he has been propagating since 1931, shouldn't you and I give that man a second look? A deeper look? A loving look? Shouldn't we do that? All praise is due to Allah. Let's go to the phone lines. 562, you're on the Star and Crescent Report. With Brother Rashid Muhammad and Brother Minister John Muhammad, we say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Rashid, and I give the greeting of As-salamu alaykum to Brother Minister John. Great show today, Rashid. If you could touch on Brother Rashid that hadn't really been mentioned, can you teach on the dissatisfaction as far as all this killing that's going on, Brother Rashid? I'm out here in California. Just yesterday we had a murder-suicide. This morning in Las Vegas they had a murder-suicide. So it's obvious that the dissatisfaction of the people has reached 100% and that the change of worlds is going on. So can you just expound on that, Brother Rashid? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Right here. Listen. What Muhammad said is right there. He says, the prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. The slaves, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. They're vexing them. They know it, but they don't want you to know. They want you to think that things are all hunky-dory, brothers and sisters. They want you to believe in them as a power. They want you to believe that things are going to be better and we're going to all be ourselves, but I'm going to read you something. Let me go to something. The brother asked me a question, so I'm going to go to some brothers and sisters. Listen to what he said. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. Jeremiah 51:46 prophesies violence in the midst of Babylon, or future Babylon, and ruler against ruler. Is not this true of the American government and people today? Her whole land or people shall be confounded. Jeremiah 57:41. Excuse me, 47, I'm sorry. Is not this true of the American government and people today? They are fast becoming confounded, and all of her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Every hour in the day and night, people are being murdered and killed in America throughout her cities and highways. Murdering and killing is the order of the day in America. The Bible mentions that God used a destroying wind against those who oppose his aims and purposes. Is it not true that night and day somewhere in America there are destructive tornadoes and storms destroying the property of America and lives of Americans? Listen to this. This is your heart. You want to know why. Why are these things going on? Because America is caught in a divine snare. And all those who are not firmly rooted in the teachings of Almighty God, Allah, would swoon as the trumpet is blown, that trumpet of truth. The Bible preaches and teaches that. The Quran bears witness to it, that they would go insane. Because Allah would make them go insane, for they're not respecting, accepting, and grabbing hold to and implement his teachings. So Elijah Muhammad goes and says, after all you said about the killing, he says, go to sleep to the reality of the judgment of America, a repetition of ancient Babylon's judgment, if you like to be caught in a snare. As God said, he laid a snare for ancient Babylon, and ancient Babylon was taken in that snare. So it is with America. Long before America ever thought that she should repent of her evil done to her slaves or reject repentance, God has set the snare to catch her. America is now in the same snare that God set for ancient Babylon. The killing, the murdering, the robbing, all of that was in the midst of Babylon. That was a precursor to the imminent collapse of Babylon. Babylon today is America in England. America is folding upon herself. And now the people are going insane. They have no jobs. They're losing everything. You're talking about a murder-suicide, brother? It's getting to the point where they lose the job. Go up there, kill everybody at the job. Go home. Then ask the wife. Then ask the children whether or not they wanted to persevere through poverty. They just say, I'm losing everything. Go ask their children. Go ask their wife. Then turn the gun on themselves. They're going insane. This is the insanity that they're being hit with. So we'll go back to something else. Let me flip this page real quick. Muhammad says on page 251, he says, a terrible time is gradually approaching upon us, a time so terrible until it would make children gray-headed, the Holy Quran teaches us. The Bible teaches us that it will be a time never witnessed by man, and there will be such time in the, excuse me, witnessed by men, and there will be such time in the hereafter. It is a great time. Day and night, storms are withering the country. It is storming day and night. The Holy Quran prophesies of calamities, one right after the other. This we are witnessing with our own eyes. O America, where shall ye flee? The Holy Quran teaches us. Now, I want to say this. You see it happening, Lewis. Everyone else see it happening. But are you doing what was supposed to be done when these things started happening? Listen to what Muhammad gives us, strict orders when we see these things happening. He says, right here, the Holy Quran teaches us, the black man, to take refuge in Allah. Today, people laugh at you, invite them to do righteousness. They make mock of you doing right. So did the people of Noah and Lot. And as it is said so beautifully in Jesus' prophecy, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. When you shall see all of these things that you now see, know that it is here. We are living in the end. That's what we are. We're living in the end. This is it. It won't be no more extensions. This is the end of America. This is the end of America as a dominant power. This is the end of the existence of the so-called world's only superpower, America. This is the end of European might and dominance, not just in their own countries and continent, but globally and universally. This is the beginning of the building of the foundation of the black man's world. Be happy. The book says, when you see these things, look up, meaning look to higher wisdom. Look up to the higher wisdom of God. When you look up, you're looking high. It's telling you that in your spiritual realm. Look up to that higher wisdom as delivered to us by God through his messenger. Why shall we look up? Because our redemption is nigh. Huh? So we have to watch, as the book says, watch all of the signs unfold, as well as pray. Because if you all you do is pray and you don't watch for the signs unfold, you can move yourself in a very dangerous and precarious situation. You embrace the devil, as some of the leaders are doing, because they don't believe that the time is at an end. So they go right back to that which God and his messenger brought you out of. This is the end of America. This is the end of the Caucasian. Adam, 6 days shalt thou labor, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest from all of thy labor. Remember, that's why when they lay people to rest, they say rest in peace, because they're talking about death. This is the death of America. This is the death of the Anglo world. Adam will not go into the seventh day. It's over. Now, I wasn't aware of the time, but I'm going to bring Brother Minister John Muhammad in. Brother Minister John, it's so good to have you back, brother. I say unto you with all peace and love, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due, we forever thank him for coming and raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. Yes, I am blessed. Allah has blessed me once again to be able to share with you some of this wisdom that I have received from God, anointed one, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, today is a great day for you and I, the so-called American Negro. Our God have come. All through the ages of 400 long years, we prayed and we mourned. We was hung, we was castrated. We were buried alive. We were sons and daughters without a home, without mercy. We were people, among people who had no love for us. And we prayed so hard and we cried so hard until our knees were sore, calling on God to come to have mercy on us among a merciless people who have done the obvious thing, cause us to lose our history and our respect, cause us to lose our mind and our God and our mothers and fathers. But oh, today we are blessed by that God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, and his messenger, that noble messenger, that noble man that God searched the earth for and found in the hells of America among the rubbish heap. We'll bless those of you today who have heard this truth. Some of you put your fingers in your ears from hearing it, and you grind your teeth together because you don't want to hear the truth. Some of you are like hens in a hen house, always chippling, always have something to say which you should listen good and understand the time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the devil have done a marvelous job in dividing one against the other. And your mind have become weak. And your ways have become weak. Your thoughts have become weak. And you refuse to walk and follow and obey a real man. You rather to run and believe in a pimp and a hustler rather than to believe in a real man. A real man don't beat up women, but a pimp beats up his women. But a real man respects and elevates his woman. So some of you out there are like that because your mind is messed up. And you doing that which you think. You're not doing the will of Allah.
Yes, I'm back, brothers and sisters, I'm back. This devil, as you see, not only disconnects you guys, but disconnects me also. Now, this is something, because we pay the same amount of money for this show as others pay for theirs. But what they're trying to do is discourage you and also try to get us off our message. So I'm going to bring Brother Minister John back in here in just a second. But I want you, I'm going to recommend this book for you all who think President Barack Obama is the first black president of the United States. I want you to get this book called The Five Negro Presidents of the United States of America by J.A. Rogers, historian J.A. Rogers. You can go get that book. It's pretty cheap. Get that book, and it goes into depth on five so-called black presidents of the United States. Go get that book. Now, I'm going to try this again with Brother Minister John Muhammad, and hopefully they don't cut the brother off being rude and stuff. Brother Minister John Muhammad, salam alaikum.
Alaykum salam. Yes, they cut me off, and they wouldn't let me come back on for a few minutes. But however, my beloved brothers and sisters, this in the day in which we live, I'd like to say to you, those of you who can make it, Savior's Day is coming up. I'll see you on the 24th, this Sunday, 2013. Those of you who have the like minds, those of you who have the like hearts to do so, we look forward to seeing you the 24th and the 26th. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in this hour, in this day, to those white people who are doing this cruel thing with us and to us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says there are some good white people who would try and help us, and God would bless you for doing so. God would allow you to escape the destruction that you're hearing coming through these airwaves, to go to another country, a white country, that you could live your life out, because he would not take that country at the time he would take America. America is number one, and England is number two, but it will not be taken at the same time, and you could go there and live your life out. So I say to you, those of you who are white, and those of you who are evil, and like to do your evil right in front of God, God will pay you back your mark, and he will take you to hell with himself or with you. And he will destroy every branch that you have ever brought in this world, your sons and grandsons, granddaughters. All of them will be taken because you are doing such an evil work against the truth rather than trying to help those of our people who's in the mud. You know they're blind. You know they're helpless. You know they need salvation. You know they need a redeemer. And Almighty God, Allah, have given us. He have redeemed us from the white world. And I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, you and I must stand up. Stand up for truth. Walk in truth. Talk in truth. Don't be among those who, in order to get out, don't be among those who lies. Don't be among those who tell other than the truth. Be a truthful person. try to be truthful. If you're not going to do that, then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, give back that name that you've taken. Go back in the white man's name and do his bidding. As I give it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, dear brother. I'm sorry, brother, for the cutoffs. I had no control over it. You know how this devil is working. But, brother, I know the time is short, but you were, before you were cut off, you were talking about a certain aspect of the teaching. You were talking about how people are. And could you elaborate on that again? Because we didn't get that.
Yes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, see, the people now, they are going in a direction that they shouldn't go. They are watching, and looking at things that they shouldn't look at. Meaning what? As truth comes to us, and truth, we take goodness for failure, and we take failure for goodness. Meaning, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Islam and our salvation is good for us, but the devil see and teaches you evil against goodness for us. And you and I take that evil for goodness from the devil. And God want to give you the best in his storehouse. And the best in his storehouse is the supreme knowledge of self. And by making you to understand the truth of God, you make mockery of the goodness of God, and yet, and the devil teach you to make mockery of that good, and you go away making mockery in ignorance. So that's why the Bible says you're blind, deaf, and dumb, because you're ignorant of the time in which we live. These are mm-hmm. terrible days in which we live, and our people is caught in the snare. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, brother, I'm not going to mute you. I'm going to leave you live with me. I'm going to leave your microphone open, but I'm going to answer this next call, and because maybe the call is for you or something like that.
Okay.
404, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with Brother Minister John Muhammad and myself, and we say unto you, Assalamu Alaikum.
404? I hope that 404 is me, because there may be another one out there.
No, it's you. It's you. It's you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers out there.
Waalaikumsalam.
Sisters Islam. Out there that don't want to be vocal. Assalamu alaikum to you also. Brother,
yes,
I have chimed in before, and my plight is this. I didn't intend to say anything again, but one thing the Honorable Elijah, I did learn about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad one time. He was given an analogy. He was getting ready to give a delivery, so he had set the stage for his powerful talk. And he gave a little story, an adage, some people call it. And he said that when a man stepped into the pulpit, that he said he put a pistol up there and a whistle, if I remember correctly. It's been so long. You know, we tend to try to ride on every word, but some things have to come back to you in degrees. But anyway, what he said in his opening statement, because he was talking about a preacher, and he said that one of these things is going to move you.
Mm-hmm. Some of these things, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, blood brother. Thank you very much. I needed
that. Well, what he really said, brother, was the preacher put some a 45 up there. He put the Bible up there, and he put a whiff of whiskey up there. And he said, "Some of these things will move you."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the profound part of what I was going to say. But anyway,
yes,
one of the things that was said out of there moved me. I just want to say to everybody, within the sound of my voice, I take this as a lot of it on my heart. America is a cesspool of filth.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's
absolutely
impossible. Listen to me carefully now, because I don't make this stuff up. If you follow Allah, then you will become a mirror of Allah. I don't have to interpret that, but the truth be told is this: If you're a mirror of Allah, whatever Allah sees, you see, and whatever you see, Allah sees already. So I said that to say that a miracle is a cesspool of filth, and it's impossible for you not to be in a cesspool of filth and not get some on you. So our thing is prayer and belief. Belief brought us to prayer, and submission brought us to belief. Allahu Akbar. That's the order of the day with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Very good, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, but all praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we will have a show Saturday, and we thank you all for joining us. We go out in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, who is Jesus Christ in person, Allah in person, and we thank him for raising up in our midst the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we go out in both their names with love, peace, and happiness.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the moon we miss.